In Delaware, from the CFNR Newsroom, I'm Sabrina Spencer. The 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament is in full swing in Prince Rupert, running from February 17th till the 15th. The event brings together teams and fans from across the region, but it wouldn't be possible without the many volunteers who help keep things running smoothly. One of those volunteers is Terry Ganu, who is working security for the second year in a row. CFNR caught up with him to talk about his experience.
I'm Terry Ganu, and I look after the back end exit door, keep it clear at all times.
So, volunteer security?
Yes. It's my second year doing it, and I'm really enjoying it. A lot of friends, and I meet you all the time.
So, what made you decide to volunteer for the tournament?
I was asked to volunteer by J.R. Leask. He just phoned me up one day and asked me if I was interested. So since I retired, I said, sure, I'll go for it.
What are some of the most challenging parts for security?
The security at the door there, some people kind of get pissed off. You tell me you can't. This is an emergency exit, so you have to keep it clear at all times. So.
Any preparations you do ahead of time to make sure you're ready for any situation?
Yes, we're here before anything starts and make sure everything's all set up and like basically get you before the game starts and not.
How do you manage crowd control or deal with emergencies during the event?
During events, we like, if someone gets hurt or something, we make sure that the first aid attendants are given a lot of space and don't interfere with it because they have their tough to do, right? So, like, attending whoever's hurt or something. Yeah. So, just make sure that they're not going to be interfered. Like, you have people sometimes want to come and gather around, right? And that's not a good thing.
What makes you come back?
I really enjoy it. I enjoy basketball, basically. So All-Native Tournament is sort of like a privilege to even stand around and enjoy, you know, meeting people and new people. Every year there's different people, right? So
And I'm guessing your family and stuff is here as well, watching or playing?
Yes, yes. That's the best part. I was surprised to see my brother sitting up in the stands there and then nieces, grandkids. It was awesome.
You mentioned that you're recently retired. So I'm guessing for volunteering that they accept wide age range for volunteers?
Yes, they do. Yeah. I noticed they do have like younger kids and helping out and, you know, setting up and stuff like that as well. So I think that's very good to have.
So anything for anybody who would wish to volunteer or looking to, any suggestions?
Well, the best part, I mean, the only suggestion I have
Best is, volunteer here. I want that on there. Best volunteer here at the door.
Hey, thank you. You see what I mean? Come up behind me and hear the hell out of me. But anyway, yes, they could actually phone the basketball, what's that?
The All-Native Tournament Office.
All-Native Tournament Office down at Third Avenue, sorry. And just go in there and ask and say, you know, you'd like to volunteer. And they will actually just take your name and, as long as you're not in school, that's the main thing. They don't want to interfere with any of that, eh? But if you're willing to go do a night shift, like you say, after school, they're fine. But what I was told, too, is that as long as they do their homework and they stay on top of the schoolwork, yeah, it'd be okay.
So how long are your volunteer hours here?
I start at 7. I'm usually up by 9:30 or 11. So.
At night?
Yes. So I stay here all day.
So it must be like a very big passion for you then.
Yes, I really enjoy it. I'm telling you. I actually can't sleep because I know I'm going to stand here and watching in front row seat. So that's a bonus.
That was Terry Gnu, a volunteer security member at the All Native Basketball Tournament, sharing his passion for the game and the community. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.